He dreamed he was awake. He was on the book barge, but everything around him kept changing. The wheels shattered, the windows misted up, the rudders failed. The air was thick, as though he were wading through rice pudding. And Purdue again lost his way in the maze of watery tunnels. The boat creaked and ripped apart. Manu was standing by his side. "But you're dead," he groaned. "Am I really?" she asked. "What a shame." The ship broke up and he plunged into the water. "Manon!" he screamed. She watched as he fought against the current, against the whirlpool that had formed in the black water. She watched him. She didn't reach out to him, just watched him drown.